So there's an article in today's Chronicle about the closing of Replanet. These are recycling centers all throughout California. The total number, they closed 284 recycling centers in the state and laid off 750 employees.
So what's going to happen? Are we just not going to recycle anymore? I don't get
it. So here's the trip. There's a bunch of trips, actually, because as I've read the article, I find myself with more questions. They did a good job, so it's worth a read. But we pay a deposit on all this stuff when we buy them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
some of it, yeah.
At the store, right. You pay 5 or 10 cents, or that's the
for bottles and
the
stuff.
Deal,
sure,
right? And that's supposed to be money that you get back on return, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you cash it in, if you just chuck it in a recycling bin, you're not getting that money
right.
Back.
Which I've always been happy to do. Put it in my recycling bin and know that it's going to come
back
get
around,
put back
right.
into use. I'm fine with that. I'm even fine with someone, if you got to, taking those things and turning them in for
sure.
the money. Okay.
Have at
Every
it.
Penny counts for some people, right? And that's one of the stories in the article is, while Replanet affects me and my thought process of recycling, it affects some people as they make, that's how they make money.
Right.
They go and collect this stuff, turn it in, and get money in return.
Right.
The money that we've paid, the deposit, is coming back to somebody, hopefully.
Yep.
Except it's not. Not if these places aren't available for people. So
well, you won't
so
be paying
will
the
they
deposit,
stop,
right.
So will we stop paying a deposit?
I guess so. If it's not going to be recycled, they can't.
So one of the things in the article is grocery stores are supposed to give that money back to you if you show up with the stuff.
Oh, grocery stores are. I didn't know that.
Well, you have to be.
I thought
that
was clear.
I thought you had to turn it in somewhere at some like
right.
Center.
I thought it was the grocery store.
Oh, no. Turns out, yes.
Yeah.
Well, but it turns out, no. Have you ever tried to take your bottle back and say, give me my 10 cents?
Not since I was a kid. When I was a kid, we certainly did that.
Oh, sure. When I was a kid.
I needed that 10 cents for that candy bar.
Right. Hello.
They have those recycling places, the centers outside of the Safeways nowadays, right?
Sometimes.
Right? But they take a percentage off of the what it's supposed to cost.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All those kiosks have their little way of making money.
Yeah.
So first of all, we find out, and maybe, this was widely known and I'm late to the party, but first we find out China's been buying all of our recyclables and whether or not that does in fact get recycled. And
well, a lot of it wasn't. They were just dumping it in their own dumps.
Right.
And buying it. And they're like, well, we're done doing that.
So I don't know if we have to ask our politicians to get with the program and redo the recycling program. But
what's that thing called the loop? That you said you were going to be able to start buying things.
Yeah.
Right.
And you'll have to mail back the containers, which I'm
totally
fine with that.
They were going to start in Sacramento. They are going to be coming to San Francisco next year or so.
Well, it's going to take a total rethink. I mean, in the end, a lot of this stuff is just trash. People aren't washing the stuff out. It's not like they're getting clean recycling. Mm. Obviously, not all of it's getting recycled anyway. I mean, if we're really serious about recycling, it's going to mean a lifestyle change where suddenly you're going to have to either have your own things that you bring with you to get items that aren't coming wrapped in plastic anymore, or it's going to be this loop style stuff, which I think is a great idea. It sounds like the implementation of it, once it gets going, will be a great thing. It's all about getting these things up and running.
Right. Well, also, if it can catch fire. Because you have to think about, sure, there will be
people
really
who,
responsible people who will be all about it. And then there's the general public that say, I am so freaking busy.
Right.
This needs to be easy.
Right.
And if it's not easy, and that's why recycling is cool, or was in theory cool, in that you put it in your blue bin, push it down to the edge of the curb, just like your trash, you're done.
Yep.
I've done my part and I'm good. Except the public, this is in the article, the public thinks throwing something in a blue bin means now it's recycled. The key process of actually recycling takes the bales of old plastic, turns them into recycled plastic granulate, and there isn't enough capacity in the U.S. to do that.
Mm.
So we just don't have, apparently, the ability to turn these plastic bottles, which we use and carry, and I've stopped doing it, but for a long time, I relied entirely on plastic bottled water.
Right. Well, and the thing is, if it was just the bottled water, it'd be one thing. Okay, we'll all use our glass or metal containers. On the other hand, you know, so much stuff comes in plastic. Mm-hmm. So much. Mm-hmm. Everything.
So, something to think about. The article doesn't have an answer. They say that...
What's the reason that they're closing? Is it because of this
They don't say.
Issue?
They didn't say. They just closed on Monday.
Right. Oh, it's just awful. But
clearly, they weren't making money enough.
That's usually the main reason.
Exactly.
So that's the thing is the state isn't the state. If the state is the one taking these deposits, see, somewhere along the way, the store is making the charge. The state is supposed to make sure these recyclable centers are available to us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somewhere.
Disconnect that, somewhere.
Right. The money is somewhere.
Right.
Because I know every time I buy stuff,
30 cents
the store is
the
collecting
six pack,
it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's a mystery where that money is.
Well, the article is in the Chronicle today if you want to read it about Replanet closing. There's 284 centers in the state and 750 employees that are out of work, out of business.
Actually, those numbers sound like for 240 centers to close and only 750 people to lose jobs, that just sounds like there's not very many people working at those things. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've already cut the workforce way back.
There was one in Napa, four in Contra Costa, 11 centers in Alameda.
Wow.
Alameda's tiny, isn't it?
Well, just a little island.
I don't know too much about it.
Why are they all there? Right.
Maybe these were like pickup places or something rather than like actual recycling facilities. Mm. Like you would drop stuff off at Replanet and they would bring it to whatever their central depot was. Mm. It's the only thing, because 11 of them, it seems like Alameda would be totally filled with Replanets.
We have been happily...
Does it say?
I close the article. We have been happily, like, blind to this recycle
Well, you felt good. It was like,
sham.
Boom, it goes into the bin, and that's the last I have to think of it.